This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Congratulations, everybody. We have made it. We are T-minus 9 hours away. Well, they'll probably do a bunch of BS to start the broadcast. So let's say 9 hours and 10 minutes away from Cooper Flagg officially being part of the Dallas Mavericks. It's Flagg Day. The next Flagg Day, which is in like, I don't know, September, maybe. That could be Flagg Day too. So my question for y'all right here, right now, what's your excitement for the NBA draft tonight? What's your excitement for Cooper Flagg? Do you think the Mavericks will make another move, or are you intrigued by the other potential moves that could happen at the draft tonight, including a game changer that I think Eric Chiafalo is interested in?
Yes, good morning. Happy Flagg Day. I'm fired up. I got the Mavs gear on. I'm channeling all the Cooper Flagg Mavs domination right now. And I am pretty excited. I won't erupt when the announcement gets made from Adam Silver declaring Cooper Flagg a Mav, as I did when the lottery situation happened.
Yeah.
But I am certainly pumped up about it. Now, what I'm not pumped up about is the idea that Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo Sports is suggesting on Boston Radio that the Boston Celtics, perhaps we should not be surprised tonight if they trade Jaylen Brown to the San Antonio Spurs for that number two overall pick in the draft.
Wow.
That would be exciting in just a general basketball sense. From a Mavs standpoint, Jaylen Brown going to the Spurs, teaming up with Fox and Wemby. Dang, and Sean Sweeney.
And Stephon Castle.
Yeah, they got a young bunch.
And so I could see why this would be appealing for the Celtics, because they think next year it's a lost cause, right? Because
yes.
Tatum's going to be out all year. And what you've really seen them do is they've been shedding salary. Like, if you wonder why they made the KP deal, if you wonder why they made the Drew Holiday deal, is because they were going to be in a spot where they were going to have to pay ungodly amounts of penalties. But they were also in a position where in the playoffs, they're like, hey, we can win this again, and maybe we'll be back-to-back champions, and we'll go for a three-peat. So I'm fine paying all those taxes. But then once Tatum went down, once they lost in the playoffs, now you're like, so I'm paying all these taxes for we're not defending the title, and we probably have not a whole ton of opportunity to really win the title next year. So what the hell are we doing? And then in the meantime, they had also previously given Jaylen Brown the biggest contract in NBA history for now. And so this would allow them to pick up Dylan Harper. You know, we've talked about Dylan Harper a good bit. In most years, I think Dylan Harper would go number one. Like, he would have gone number one last year. Kind of a, if you kind of think of, he's like a Cade Cunningham-esque, some people might say Jalen Brunson-esque player. I mean, even though he's significantly taller than Brunson. So I would be epically fascinated by this.
Yes, me too. And Boston has saved themselves like $180 million in luxury tax just moving on from Drew Holiday and Porzingis. And so, yeah, their timelines have sort of shifted a little bit.
Okay, quick question about that. Would y'all be scared of the Spurs more with this move, or if they would have gone out and like gotten Kevin Durant or something? Because the Spurs were also rumored to, they can get this veteran, they can get this veteran. Is this scarier to you just because of the amount of, like, I don't know, defense that Jaylen Brown plays as well?
Yeah, I don't think anything would have been as scary as them making the Giannis move.
Yeah.
And so, and that was obviously something that was on the table there for a little while. So that would have been the worst thing. But I think second worst case scenario from a Mavs perspective about the Spurs is Jaylen Brown, because he's still young enough to this is going to be sustainable for some period of time.
Yeah.
The two-way aspect plus the championship pedigree. So yeah, Jaylen Brown second to Giannis would be my worst case scenario for the Spurs.
Okay. So that will be something that is already epically fascinating to keep an eye out on. But I do like seeing some of the enthusiasm. Am I the only one who feels like it's summer Christmas? This is very exciting. From the 575, this person, though, is not excited for the draft just because of Nico. And that's the thing. And we talked about this, I guess, the day after the draft lottery happens. I'm able to put that aside because Mavericks fans deserve this. If you don't think Nico deserves this, like, right on. I can celebrate a potential future Mavericks championship just fine without thinking about Nico Harrison. You know, like, I don't have to be like, oh, man, it sucks that he won it. I'd be like, hey, I'm a Mavs fan. I've been here before Nico Harrison. I'll be here with the Mavs after Nico Harrison. So I can celebrate it just fine. And then there's this. And if this happens, I will admit I will call in sick to work today, tomorrow. From the 214, tonight at 7:05, the Mavericks will hear the Dallas Mavericks have traded the first pick to Boston, along with Derek Lively and two more first-round picks for Jaylen Brown. If they trade anything, if they trade Cooper Flagg or the first-round pick away, I probably will be too sad. And I'll just be like, you know what? I get it, everybody. I'm just going to stay at home tomorrow. So, Eric, good luck with you and whoever does the show
with you
tomorrow. Probably Jacob.
Yeah, me and Jake the Snake just taking calls and letting people rant.
Yeah, look, that's fine. And so I am very excited for tonight. I think you are getting the potential for, you're getting a generationally hyped talent. Now, whether or not he lives up to that hype, don't know. But I do see again and again from the 817, I'm not excited at all. Fire Nico. And what I would love to know, I want to go back to those people. And if they fired Nico, would that change your excitement level? Because firing Nico is obviously not going to get you back Luka Doncic. And then I want to know from more people, like, you got bailed out. Now, maybe you think this was a prepackaged deal when they made the Luka trade to try to help prop up the Lakers. I probably fall into that category now. But it doesn't impact me anymore how stupid that move was, because I can't change it. So, like, I still don't like it, but I'm not going to stop being a Mavs fan because they got their reprieve. Now, whether or not Cooper Flagg actually lives up to any of that hype, we'll see.
Right.
But they got that reprieve. They got that opportunity for you to hope again. And I just don't know why some fans don't take advantage.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Advantage of that. I really don't.
Yeah.
I respect their opinions. You can fan however you want.
Absolutely. Yes. And the Nico stuff, I totally get. And if it wasn't for the lottery falling in our direction.
Sure.
Then I would not be wearing Mavs gear today.
For
I would not be Mavs excited today. And I would still be just really despising Nico Harrison, and that hasn't really diminished at all, but I'm focusing more on the excitement of where this thing is headed, and it's all in spite of Nico, and not that's my main focus here.
Can I ask you real quick? Do you think, like, they moved up into the top four? Do you think if today they were pick two, pick three, and they were about to take Dylan Harper, VJ Edgecombe, both very fine players, but just not in, like, the hype level of Cooper Flagg, do you think you'd be in this spot?
I would be, I'll put it this way, I'm wearing the Mavs hat and t-shirt right now. I might only be wearing one of them.
Okay.
You know, just kind of like, I am excited. This is definitely, it's still a Mavs win, because at that point, it would have still been the first time that the lottery has benefited you in any way.
Yeah.
You're still getting a good player.
Yeah.
But nothing to this level right now.
And then I do see some people, and this is interesting as well, that they're just out on the NBA, maybe short term, maybe long term, because they do think that it was all prepackaged and all set up. And they really hate the idea that the NBA rigged the draft lottery to compensate the Mavericks for making clearly a lopsided trade on the other side.
I mean, I would say it's a, what? It was a 1.8% chance to happen, right? So it's a 98.2% chance that it was all bullcrap.
By the way,
bullcrap.
That's some sweet math right there. Also, if you take in history, the Mavericks in the history of the draft lottery had never even moved up one spot ever.
Wow.
They had never moved up in the draft lottery ever!
Yeah, that's the crazy part about all
it
this.
It really is.
And I totally understand why people feel like this was all strings being pulled.
For sure.
And my thing is, hey, at least we benefited from it.
Yeah, look, I thought all the time, you go back to like 92 when David Stern was asking Shaq where he wants to play. And he was like, oh, I'd really like, you know, maybe a place like Miami or Orlando. And I'm like, what the hell? We had one of the worst franchises in the history of sports, not basketball, sports then. And we couldn't even get the number one pick. The next year, we still couldn't get the number one pick, even though we were still the worst team in the NBA. I'm finally glad for like fans of this team who have been there like almost since the beginning or since the dark days that something finally broke our way. Now, did it break our way because of a crooked prepackaged deal? Maybe.
Yeah, but it's like, why would this be the time that it's like, if the NBA's been, this isn't the first time something has been rigged like this, right?
Oh, for sure.
So you've been a fan of the NBA for all these years while the rigging has gone not your way.
Exactly.
Now it goes your way and you're going to punt on
it? Yes. Look, I'm a believer of multiple NBA conspiracy theories. I believe in the frozen envelope of 1985. I believe that Michael Jordan got shadow banned from the NBA for a year and a half until they saw those ratings, and that's why he magically reappeared right towards the end of the season. They're like, our playoff ratings last year sucked. And so, like, I'm a believer in a couple of different NBA conspiracy theories. So I think that's why this doesn't bother me as much, because I'm not like, wait a second. I mean, hell, we had referees who were like, oh, yeah, no, I totally rigged it. Like, you go back to the Sacramento Kings Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. I'm a believer in all of those things. So this one worked out for my team, and I'm like, it's about damn time.
Yes, yes, I'm totally with you on that. This is the time now. This is not the time to punt on basketball when it's finally gone in your favor. So I'm just fired up.
And that's where I'm at, too, because I keep thinking about the potential, and I know Kyrie's not going to be back straight away. January, best case scenario, we might be looking more at something like March. But I'm excited about the concept of, let's say you want to run Kyrie out there with Klay Thompson and Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis and then Derek Lively. And then off the bench, you would still have Daniel Gafford, PJ Washington. Like, you can't help but start to get really excited about the prospects of that team. And I will admit, I also love Duke basketball. I went to the East Regional Finals in New Jersey.
Yeah, you did.
I went down to to San Antonio for the Final Four. Clearly, that worked out super great. But I do love Duke basketball. So I'll admit, I'm super pumped about this kid coming here. But I also believe a lot of this hype is real. Now, people who are already ready to say he'll be Scottie Pippen in his first year, I think you might be sorely disappointed. But I think you have the ability to replace the face of your franchise with another face of your franchise. And if you wanted it to still be Luka, I get it. He's had an unbelievable start to his career. But we can't change that now. What you can change is maybe you can go from Dirk to Luka, and we screwed that up to then we got Cooper Flagg. And that's pretty awesome if he works out anywhere near the way those other two have.
Given the circumstances, it's the best possible outcome.
Yes.
And now where I differ from you is I think my excitement is, I mean, I'm certainly excited to watch him his rookie year
sure.
and the first couple, but I think it's more big picture excitement. I'm not going to invest a ton of hope that this particular iteration of the Mavericks with the fragility of the health of Anthony Davis, Kyrie's, Klay Thompson's, all those guys you mentioned, I'm not going to sit here and get confident that they're going to go on some run. If they had some magic health elixir, then yes, on paper, I get why this team absolutely be a contender, but I'm not going to get my heart broken when inevitably these guys are all missing considerable time and not available when you most need them.
See, and I think that's what's going to get me in trouble, because I think in my mind, if you could sprinkle the health elixir on Anthony Davis, Derek Lively, and Kyrie, we own Oklahoma City. Bring it on. And I know that's not a reasonable approach to have. They're the defending NBA champions now. We didn't even make the playoffs.
They don't want to see us, though.
But in my mind, we just make those players healthy for sure. I'm like, they can't handle us. They couldn't handle us with Luka. They can't handle us without Luka. Bring it on. And I realize that is a very distorted viewpoint.
We're in their head, Hagee.
That's going to get me
warfare,
in trouble.
Mental warfare, bro.
I hope so. But I also think that that's going to get me in trouble. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't worry, we'll be talking about the NBA draft on and off all day long. Plus, there's been rumblings that we might eventually bring back the nugget dipping sauce bracket at some point. It caused so much controversy years ago.
Yes.
It might be time to bring it back. But coming up next, how the hell did the Rangers almost lose a game that they had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning and then somehow managed to win it? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.